dozens of people killed on the streets of Chicago just in the last couple of months. James Watson, 61 years old, black, shot. It amazes me how many people were shot in a town where guns are illegal. Raymond Murray, 25, black, shot, South Shore, Chicago.
Devin Pope, age 23, race black, South Shore of Chicago, August.
Tony McIntosh, 20, black, shot in Chicago.
De Niro Appleton, 31, black, shot, South Derry, Chicago. Donald Williams, 17, black, shot, Austin neighborhood of Chicago.
Ezekiel Harper Bay, 20, black, shot, West Garfield Park, Chicago.
Brian Davis, age 33, race black, shooting, West Garfield Park, Chicago. Jerome Harris, 17 years, black, shot, Irving Park, Chicago.
Unknown 21-year-old, black, shot, Gage Park, Chicago.
Eric Call, 27, black, shot, Chicago Lawn. Darian Jordan, 21 years old, black, shot, North Lawndale, Chicago.
Remember, Black Lives Matter.
Lafayette Walton, 16 years old, West Humboldt Park, Chicago. Daktari Pargo, 19 years old, shot, West Englewood.
Black Lives Matter.
Martrell Ross, 32 years old, black, shot, River North. Gabriel Stevens, 39 years old, black, shot, Auburn Gresham.
Torrent G. Pickens, black, 37, shot, Chicago.
Ronald Pullman, 18 years old, black, shot, South Austin, Chicago. Derek Bowens, 27 years old, black, shot, Englewood, Chicago.
Jackie Robertson, 22, black, shot, Chicago. Billy Washington, 37, black, shot, Chicago. Larry Lee, 52, black, shot, Chicago. DeMonte Chenier, 23, black, stabbed to death, Chicago. Do black lives matter? Al Sharpton, do black lives matter? Mr. President, do black lives matter? Why are we marching in the streets? Black lives matter, right? Lottie Comer, 20, black, shot, Chicago. Eddie Taylor, 22, black, shot, Chicago.
Vincente Obregon, 21 years, black, shot, Marquette Park. Daryl Allison, 26, black, shot, Chicago. Kashif Tillis, 29, black, shot, Chicago.
Alante Viejo, 18 years old, black, shot, Rogers Park, Chicago. Carnesha Fort, 22 years old, black, Chicago. Brian Weekly, 18 years old, black, shot, Washington Park, Chicago. Kenyon Pendleton, black, shot, Chicago.
Black Lives Matter. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the media, anarchists, communists, Mr. President, Black Lives Matter.
Jamiro Starling, 19 years old, shot, Humboldt Park. Shambrea Barfield, 21 years old, black, shot, West Garfield Park.
Jeremiah Shaw, 19, black, shot, Chicago. Jabari Scurlock, 16 years, black, shot, Chicago. Arnold Deary's, 26, black, shot, Chicago.
Alexander Smith, 25, black, shot, Chicago. Rodney Wilson, 30, black, stabbed to death, Chicago. Janoro Martin, black, shot to death, Chicago. Travis White, 21, black, shot, Chicago.
LaQuisha Hickman, 35, black, shot, Ashburn, Chicago. Nicola Loving, 23 years old, black, Ashburn, Chicago. Paris Brown, 21, black, shot, Grand Crossing, Chicago.
Devontae Carthen, 17 years old, black, shot, Chicago. Julio Perkins, 30 years old, black, shot, Chicago. Ladarrell Walters, 23 years old, black, shot, Chicago.
By the way, these are four month period. Yeah. This is a 4 month period. I'm only about halfway through my list.
Me too.
Reginald Boston, 44, black, stabbed to death. Stanley Bobo, 18, shot, Chicago. Trepide Davis, black, 42, shot to death, Chicago. Charles Wright, 39, shot to death, black, back of the yard, Chicago. Denzel Franklin, 23, black, shot to death, Chicago. Mr. President, Black Lives Matter. If that's true, let's stop the hype, let's stop the propaganda, and let's go where people are being shot to death,
where there really is an epidemic.
Corey Hudson, 34 years old, black, shot, West Englewood. Robert Cotton, 35 years old, black, shot, West Englewood.
Brett Ewing, 26 years old, shooting, black. Damian Williams, 22 years old, black, died of a shooting in Austin, part of Chicago. Dewey Knox, 27, black, shot to death, Chicago. Brandon Peterson, 17, died of shooting, black, East Garfield Park, Chicago.
David Morgan, 36, black, heart of Chicago, shot to death. Mark Williams, 17, black, shot to death, South Chicago. Bobby Moore, 25, black, South Chicago. Daryl Owens, black, 34, shot to death, Chatham.
Walter Neely, shot, 25 years old, black, Chicago. Shaquise Butner, 16 years old, black, shot, Chicago. Amy Holmes Sterling, 29 years old, black, shot, Chicago. Carvan Clark Glover, 16 years old, black, shot, Chicago.
Lewis Wynn, age 22, black, died of a stabbing in Washington Heights, Chicago. Daniel Jones, 26 years old, black, shot, West Garfield Park, Chicago. DeMarcus Boswell, 18, black, Marquette Park, Chicago.
Shaquille Ross, 18 years old, black, shot, West Englewood, Chicago. Donald Ray, 21 years old, black, shot, South Austin, Chicago. Kezon Lamb, 25 years old, Chicago, shot.
Adura Yeba, 22, black, shot, Chicago, uptown. Owen Spears, 22, black, Humboldt Park, Chicago, shot to death. Pierre Peters, 41, black, shot to death, South Austin, Chicago.
Joel Wade, black, 20 years old, shot, Chicago. Sadel Cummings, 27 years old, black, shot, Chicago. Dorval Jenkins, 19 years old, black, shot, Chicago.
15-year-old DeCarlos Scott, black, Roseland Park, Chicago.
Mr. President, may I ask a question? Could any of these young men been your son? Any of these young men? Do they look like they could be your son?
Al Sharpton, is there any injustice happening here? Is there any epidemic going on here? Where are you, Al Sharpton? Why aren't you encouraging people to burn down the convenience stores in Chicago? Why aren't people protesting in the streets of Chicago and turning over cars, not police cars? Because this is mainly black-on-black crime in Chicago. No cops involved here. These are just kids killing kids with illegal guns. You want to talk about oppression? You want to talk about slavery? Slavery exists. It exists in the inner city, where you are a slave to crime. You can't get your kids out because of the crime. You worry about your kids as they go out. Don't get shot in the front lawn. You don't even have to be doing anything wrong. 3 years old, shot to death, front lawn. 14-year-old, shot from inside the house, even though the fighting was happening outside the house. Where's the justice? Where's the peace? Where are the marches? Where are the civil rights activists? Where are the people saying, take control of your own damn life? Where's the president on this one? Why are we lumping people together and saying that, as Tavis Smiley did on Bill O'Reilly, giving five names and lumping the real, what appears to me to be injustice in New York. That is injustice. I'm sorry, I need to hear what the grand jury was thinking. I need to know. Because if the grand jury was following the system, and they didn't think that there was something wrong, I want to know the facts on that one. Because something went wrong here.
Now, I'm not going to go burn down cars. I'm not going to go set. I'm not going to go punch a police officer. I'm not going to go loot a Best Buy. I'm going to say there appears to be injustice here. Let's gather the facts and then let's fix this problem. I'm not going to get on television and say there's an epidemic and black lives don't matter when it seems to me that black lives don't matter to black people. It seems to me when you abort your own people at such a rate that you would be 37% larger as a race. Think of that, 37% larger as a percentage of our population if you didn't kill your own people in the womb. Black lives matter. You know what? You're right. You're right. It seems to me that black lives don't matter to black people. Now, what do you say we all get together and say life matters, all life matters, white life matters, black life what matters, yellow life, red life, all life matters. And we reconcile with the truth. And we look at what's causing this. And it is not the white man causing this. It is not the black man just causing this. This is happening in all of our lives. All of our children are at stake. Our families don't matter anymore. Dads don't matter anymore. Moms don't matter anymore. It's not the gun that's doing this. These people have been dead, some of them, long before the bullet ever left the gun. They're dead inside. We're all going dead inside. Nothing matters anymore. Anger is growing. Hatred is growing. Reconciliation is the answer. Love is the answer. Dare I say it, Christ is the answer. Oh, I know that's really politically incorrect. Maybe we should start pronouncing this season Christmas. We used to not be ashamed to say God makes the difference. God fills the hole in our hearts. I know. I was a guy who went around with an empty soul for a long time, trying to fill it with anything. And then if you have these political clerics like Al Sharpton off to the side, who speak to you about God, but there's no God there. There's money, there's Rolex watches, there's fancy suits, there's TV ratings, there's political power, there's clout. There's no God there. They try to teach you to fill that hole with blame and rage and hatred. And marches. It's an abomination. It's a slap across the face of Martin Luther King. You think Martin Luther King would be proud of what's happening in Chicago? You think Martin Luther King would be proud of Al Sharpton? If he could come back to life today, not the slow, slippery slope, but if he could come back today and he would see what the black man has done with their own lives, what Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson have turned into, do you think Martin Luther King would be proud?
No.
Jeez, we had the opportunity within our grasp. We still do. You wonder why people look at the black man and say they don't care. They're dangerous. Look at what we're seeing on TV. Look at the rage and the anger. Look at what we see in the inner cities in Chicago. And your own life doesn't matter. Do you expect me to think you care about mine? It's a distortion of reality. Al Sharpton is a distortion. These killings in Chicago, a distortion. The bad cops, a distortion.